The manager of the Canada West Swine Health Intelligence Network is calling for caution and stepped up adherence to biosecurity as restrictions put in place to prevent the spread of COVID are eased. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of WonderWorks Canada. I'll be back in a moment.
For computer data file recovery and repair, visit filerepair.net. That's www.filerepair.net to rescue your data. Results guaranteed.
The Canada West Swine Health Intelligence Network has released its swine disease surveillance reports for the second quarter of 2021. Question manager Dr. Jette Christensen says the health situation for the region has been generally good, as it has for the past couple of quarters.
As we proceed with more and more freedom again, we might expect that people will start to travel more. People will travel between provinces and even maybe get outside the country again. And that may impact the risk of introduction of new diseases to the swine herds as people move around a little bit more and have more opportunities to bring in diseases again. So that's a factor we need to look out for. We have also heard that influenza in people have been very quiet over the last year, possibly due to the COVID restrictions. Less people have had an opportunity to get infected with flu. But already now, we get reports that the pandemic flu in people are starting to rise again. So that means that as people move around more, there's more opportunity that the flu will come back in people, and that again puts pressure on the swine producers. The barns need, again, to be careful that they don't bring flu into the farms from people.
Dr. Christensen acknowledges we all look forward to the lifting of COVID restrictions, but we also have to be a little careful because the situation changes and there's not a lot of forgiveness in the sense that if you break your biosecurity with regards to people entering the farm, there might be consequences. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.